It's Sheridan TV time.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another installment of Sheridan TV. My name is Johnny, and as always, thanks so much for joining us today. We appreciate you being with us. I am joined today by our senior mentor here at Sheridan Mentoring, Mr. Mark Fenton, who is going to be chatting a little bit with you guys today about TLT straddle. So if you have questions for Mark, just like Wayne, if you have questions, go ahead and throw them into the chat box, and we'll make sure to address those questions. Mr. Mark.
Hey, Johnny. How are you?
Glorious. How are you, bud?
Good. Hey, I'm going to talk a little bit today about a straddle in the TLT. May even throw one in the GLD. We'll see how it goes.
Oh, hey.
But tomorrow is a CPI report. I'm going to share my screen here.
Cool.
And if you could, just let me know whenever you're seeing it there.
Looks good to me.
Okay, so tomorrow the CPI or inflation index is going to be coming out an hour before the market opens. A lot of anticipation that the number could be what they call hotter than normal, meaning showing more inflation. Today the PPI came out and was a little warm, you know, compared to the producers. Of course, this would be the consumers. But one of the things I think could really move tomorrow, particularly if the number's hot, is TLT. And it could move either way. In fact, I expect it to move. I think TLT, one man's opinion, will probably move over a dollar tomorrow in one direction or another based on that report. So let's take a look at what we can do about it. You can see it's moved all over here recently. A lot of choppiness from 122 to 120, dipped down to 119. What was it last week? Would have probably stayed there, but we had some tariff scares, kind of messed up the apple cart there. But let's look at this trade that I, you know, named this particular class after, and that is the long straddle speculative trade in TLT. Now, this is a trade. This is all or nothing. There's no adjusting. In fact, what we're going to do to make this trade as inexpensive as possible, to give you hopefully the most bang for your buck, is we're going to go out to this Friday's expiration, which is 3 days from now. So this number will come out tomorrow, and it'll still be another couple days this thing will be trading. So we're trading right now right around 124. We've been locked around there today a lot. And if I go there and buy the straddle, so that would be, what if I bought 10 contracts even? If I bought 10 contracts, and I'm not suggesting anyone should do anything, you should trade a paper if you don't understand it, but 97 cents, maybe if you had to give up a little, let's just say you paid a dollar for it, $1,000 for 10 contracts. You could do one and pay $100, whatever suits your fancy. But what we have here is we'll probably close, I would think, around 124, probably within reason, and or 121, sorry. So tomorrow morning, this number will come out pre-market, then the market will open an hour later, and be able to do with these options whatever you need to do. So let's see what this looks like. So if I buy this for just 3 days from now, super cheap. Now, if it gets a move on in either direction, I can make some money. Ultimately, you know, I'd like it to move maybe a buck and a half. If we look at this, if it moved down to, say, I just got my mouse on 119.66, about a dollar and a half lower, you would make, even if it was expiration, you'd make $370 or so. But if you just dump out of that thing tomorrow, then you could make over $500. And the same in the other direction. If we happen to go up to a little over 122, there you have it, $500 in the other direction. And what I would probably do with this trade, I mean, you could be gutsy and say, okay, I'll sell the calls here and take that money and see if it comes down. You could, but you don't have a whole lot of time to wait. So if there's much value, let's say it runs up. And what I expect was more interest. Well, then TLT should drop because should drop in price because long bonds aren't as popular if there's going to be inflation. So if that number's hotter than normal, we should see a drop in TLT. And if maybe if it's tame or maybe even if it's what they expected, we could see it go up. Now, I don't expect a hard charge up unless it's really tame, but it could happen. But let's suppose it did and it runs up over 122. If I were you, I'd, like I said, sell the whole thing off. But if you get up here and sell your calls, take some money, and maybe there's some value left in your puts, there probably would be. That's up to you. If you want to take that chance to hang around a bit and see if it runs back the other way and you can get more for your puts, you can. Just be aware that you can see here, look at the theta. This thing has $114 a day in theta if you did 10 contracts. Negative theta. Every day you're watching it, you're losing over.
Hey, sorry. It looks like I think I lost you there, Mark.
Oh, you lost me. Audio or visual?
Just audio. I hear you again now.
Okay. Yeah. So this trade has over $114 a day in theta. So it'll be increasing over the next few days. So if you stay in this trade pass tomorrow, you're going to get ate alive by theta. So keep that in mind. You probably want to get out of this trade one way or another tomorrow. If it happens to lay there and do nothing all day tomorrow, just take whatever loss you have and move on, I would say, unless you want to risk it all on still further movement over the next couple of days. But I think it's an interesting vehicle because I do expect that it will move tomorrow. Now, another one I expect has a great chance of moving is GLD. That's gold. That's the ETF for gold. Let me get rid of this trade. We could do the same thing over there. Same expiration. It's trading basically at 127.
Someone asked about locking in the winning side.
Locking in the winning side. Well, that's very complicated. We can talk about that a little bit, but we can talk about it.
Sure.
I think it'll be over most people's heads, but I will talk a little bit about it. Let me finish up here with GLD.
Sure.
So GLD, about $125 per straddle. But the same thing, GLD or gold. I think that gold's going to move, particularly if the number's hot. Remember how we think bonds are going to go down because inflation's up? Well, if the number's hot, gold should go up because gold is a hedge against inflation. But if this number's lame to lower, gold could very well take a pretty good powder and move out. So what can I do? Let me just dial this down to one to make this the easiest for folks. Talking about locking things in, let's suppose that even tomorrow pre-market, you've got on GLD and the number comes out and let's say GLD runs up, I'm making this up to 129, maybe $130. So you're up $187 at 130. How many of you have ever had on an option position like that before the market opened? Maybe it moved on earnings or something. And by the time it opened, your profit evaporated. Right? Your profit disappeared because it ran right back down. Well, what you can do to lock in, if you only have one contract, it's you're only going to be able to do it once. But if this thing makes a good move up, maybe you want to lock in that $186, $200, whatever profit you have, because it made it to 130. What you can do is sell stock there, even pre-market. You just go out and sell 100 shares of GLD. Of course, you got to have the margin and understanding to do that. What that does is locks in your gain, because even if it comes back down now, you have that put, I mean, that call. And so you're going to make the money all the way back down on the short GLD. If it continues on, well, you made money up to 130 or 129. And if it keeps going, doesn't matter. You got a call that it flattens out everything, right? So it does lock you in here or there. Same thing. Let me go over here with TLT and kind of explain that too, the other way around. And we'll say, okay, what if this thing drops down to 119 pre-market? Can I lock some of that in? I'm up $100. Yes, just go out and buy 100 shares. If you buy 100 shares, and then it runs back the other direction, you're going to make money on that 100 shares, even though you'd be losing it on your put. And if it continues down, you've got a put that you're long, so you can't take any more damage. So that's how you could lock in profit in either direction on that side. And then you could let it play to the other side. But like I said, if you let it go to the other side, you run a chance that it does it too slowly, time decay, doesn't do it at all. And you could lose money very rapidly on that the trade side that it didn't run to with this very high theta number. Okay. So any questions out there, Johnny?
Yeah, if you have any other questions. Yeah, thanks, Mark. Any other questions, throw them into the chat box. Now, if you would, I just want to let you know the Chicago seminar is, I don't know how far away it is now, 6.5, 7 weeks away, something like that. There's only, I don't know, not many seats left. So if Chicago seminar was something you were thinking about attending, make sure you click on the Chicago seminar banner at the bottom of the Sheridan TV page there. You can learn more about the two-day event. It's here in Chicago. Definitely something you won't want to miss. Probably a dozen traders sharing how they generate income each month and each week. They'll be sharing exactly what they do and answering questions. Theater in the round style seating. So definitely want to check that out. It'll be a great couple days. Also, we had some podcast issues the last couple months, but I think I got that all resolved today. So there should be a whole bunch of new podcasts. If you scroll down on the bottom right-hand side of Sheridan TV as well, if you want to listen to these episodes, they're all podcasted. We will be rolling out a new podcast show as well. Hopefully the next couple weeks here, that is a standalone from Sheridan TV, which you'll definitely want to take a look at. I don't see any other questions, so I appreciate you sharing today, Mark. And appreciate all right. You folks joining us, of course. It's Tuesday, so that means we'll be back on Thursday. Yeah, for another installment of Sheridan TV. Appreciate everybody. You have a good one.
Have a good one. Bye.